The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch
okay,
it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the... What the hell is today? Today is the 19th of January, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, and the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armor, the girl downstairs, is Eloquent Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today, Eloquent?
Good. Yeah. You need to change that.
I know. You know, I actually tried thinking of something at work today, and I just got too busy and distracted with customers and stuff. I'm actually wanting to replace the opening song, too, but I'll work on that later. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto our in-game chat channel. That's eq2.guk.ogr. OGR on the GUK server, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithagore.org.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Good night, folks. No.
Oh, God.
You know, I keep doing that every week. You know, why does it surprise you?
I don't know. So what do we want to cover first? We got lots of stuff.
Well, I think we ought to cover what we did this weekend. This was a 40% bonus experience weekend, and we took a character from level 1, and we wanted to see how far we can get him in 8 hours. Now, the record was recorded on the official EQ2 forums by someone who actually made level 80 in 7 hours. And what I guess they used the invite a friend thing, so they opened up a new account for this. They used the invite a friend thing. It was a double experience weekend. They were using the potions, you know, the veteran. No, actually, they couldn't have used the veteran potions if it was a new thing. But you can buy potions on the marketplace for experience bonus.
Yep.
They were using that. They had friends.
They had a group that they were boxed. They were boxing a group of people.
Right. So he had an entire group with him mentored the entire way. Well, yeah, the guy made level 80 in just under 7 hours. But what we did, of course, this was a 40% weekend. So not as much there. I only have one level 80 character. So that gave us a little bit.
They gave you 10% increase.
Yeah, they gave us a little bit of a bonus. We had 5 people mentored to me, but not the entire time.
The most we had was...
We had a full group at one point.
On an average, we had 3.
Yeah,
the most
okay.
we had a full group, but on the average, we had at least 3 of us mentored to you. And I have the... So that's 5 percent per person. So you figure 15 to 20 on an average.
No, no, no. It wasn't that. Let me see. What? I got a screenshot of it. Just a minute. Let me find it here. I got a screenshot. The most experience I had from people being mentored to me was only 15%.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So it's not 5% per.
And then I have the Sarin Death Charger Whistle, which adds another 10%.
Now, did that add to you or to me?
To you.
You sure about that?
Yes.
All right. And we ended up just at the 8-hour mark.
Oh, plus your vitality was 100%.
Not the entire time. I had made the character a few days before, so I wanted to build up some vitality. And then I ended up using the veteran award thing to refresh my vitality a couple hours into it. But for most of it, I was running with no vitality.
Yeah.
And we ended up at level 40 in 8 hours, which I don't think is bad. That ain't bad. I mean, when we tried...
Not for us.
I mean, when we tried making an alt for me before, we spent all day... I mean, we spent like 2 days trying to get this character up, and we only got him to level 20.
That's when I did choose it in Dwarf. That took a few days just to get him to 20, yep.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think 40 in 8 hours is bad.
No. No.
Lyra is asking if we know if the Illyrissi Day event will start tomorrow. I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard. But yeah, I mean, level 1 through 14, we did it with collections. Elgwyn had a bunch of collections. I'm sure you paid for a few.
No, those are all the extras I had.
Oh, those are all the extras. All right.
So. Yeah, it was three of us dumping collections on you, and then I think I gave you some money just to buy the miscellaneous ones that we didn't have in a lot of collections.
So
I gave you two or three full ones.
Right, so we did quite a few, actually, because Ursin gave me a lot, Santania gave me a lot, and I actually went through and bought a bunch of level 50 some odd collections myself and put it in the shared bank. You know, I just went through Jethel's, like, all right, level 50s, what collections do we got, and what can I afford? I really do love it that you can go into your collection area and click on what you need, and it'll search.
Yeah.
The broker, because that's what I was doing. God, what can I afford? Yeah, I can do this one, and I'd grab that one, you know?
Well, we left the guild, and he was what, almost level 20?
No, he was level 14 when we left the guild hall.
Okay. 14.
14 when we left. Where did we go? Where did we start?
So we went from 0 to 14 in 30 minutes. I remember that.
Right.
Where did we start? Stormhold.
That's right. We started in Stormhold. When I got there, I wasn't leveled up enough to grab the quests.
Right.
So we just went through and started beating the crap out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few levels later, I went back up and got and started getting the quests. And we left Stormhold at what? Maybe 25?
I don't remember. I wasn't keeping track.
It was something like that.
All I know is we got a lot of names in there, which helped a lot, too.
Oh, yes.
I was surprised.
And then we just started going to different zones. And
Where did we go after that?
God, I know we went through Thundering Star. Oh, we went to Varsoon.
Yep. The ruins of Varsoon.
We were there for a while. You went AFK for a long time.
Sorry, that's stuff I had to do.
While me and Krellic, Ursin and Santania were getting killed left and right.
Well, after Varsoon, we went to Runny Eye.
Yep, went to Runny Eye, and that's where we ended up.
It's because you said that you were getting more experience inside.
Yeah, I was definitely getting more experience in the indoor zones, in the dungeons.
Well, we tried to take you to Feerod. We tried to fight our way
in Feerod. I was getting crap. So I don't know, you know, I don't pay attention to this kind of mechanics and whatnot, but I don't know if there is a bonus in dungeons or not. But I was getting crap outside. If we were fighting outside, I wasn't getting anything. Nothing noticeable anyway. So well, yeah, so we stopped just around the 8 o'clock, right around the 8 hour mark, and I'm like,
"Well, we stopped when we dinged you 40."
Well, and then True Flight pulled a bit more than that, so I ended up like 40 and a quarter or something like that. But yeah, we it was a nice experience, and I think the next time we have another bonus experience weekend, number one, we're getting ourselves to 90. There's no doubt about that. We're definitely, you know, our mains come first.
Of course.
And you know that I know, and I've said, you know, ever since they announced the new the next expansion, that the first thing I'm doing is I'm getting to 90 so I can fucking relax. I hate the grind. You know I hate it. I hate,
well, you
I
don't
hate the grind
have
so
to cry. Do you
much.
See me grinding? No, not right. really. But, I do the quests.
Right, but the damn experience bar is sitting there taunting
you,
me.
Well, just hide it. Go look at something else. Set it to look at your crafting experience. Taunting. I don't ever pay attention to mine. I get more into the quests and the quest lines.
Yes, but that's still
grinding.
And
the progression of the zone.
But that's still grinding because
no,
it's repetitive.
Grinding is where you're standing in the same room waiting for the same mobs
no,
to pop
that
over
is
and
not
over
grinding.
And over again.
That is not grinding. That is camping.
Same thing.
No, grinding is, okay, I gotta do this. Now I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. I gotta level! For God's sake! Give me something to quest! And you know, I just find it repetitive and boring.
I don't see how you say grinding is the same thing as going out and doing the quest and doing the quest lines.
Because you grinding the level is not stopping until you hit it. And I don't like it.
Grinding No. We ground levels in EverQuest. We ground them hard.
Hey, look, Delmon, let me tell you something. Ask any girl out there, I know what grinding is. Do I know what grinding is, baby?
Yes, you do. Us going to the Plane of Storms every night and kiting froggies for a smidge of experience. That was grinding.
Talk says grinding is killing mobs and mindlessly with no purpose other than gaining experience.
That's grinding.
So there we go.
When you're going out on a quest and the guy's sending you out to do something and you do that and you come back and you get the next part of the quest, that is not grinding.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It is Jethel grinding.
Which is why you never went through all of Kunark, and I did.
Meh.
And it's why I've got a real fast horse, and you don't, because I did.
I don't care. I run faster than your fucking horse.
No, you do not. You do not. I can outrun you on my horse.
I kill you. You know what? My innate run speed is 71%, and I don't care to go any faster than that. I'm the fucking Flash already.
Yeah, Flash. Watch out, ladies. Flash!
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's see.
And the reason we have an immature audience warning on the show is so good.
It's not. I'll have to step outside and start my horse up, and then I can tell you. Let me get this out of the way. We got a ding I need to do so I can walk away from the mailbox.
Ding. Okay, what do we
got? This is from our good friend Rapturicus
or something like that.
That's it, Rapturicus.
Whatever. Anyway.
Raptorus. Oh, Latesh just hit me with a snowball. He says he had a triple ding.
Yes.
Let's see. What was it, Friday?
A triple ding.
Feast day, stargazing 21 of the year 3832, which is really January 16th, 10th. First is guild. Let's see. First moon draft of his guild, a paladin of 28. Another of his own advancement of, he advanced to 76. And then his guild advanced to 25. So, guildmate, moon draft of his guild on, where's his guild at? The crescent moon. Anyway, turned 28 paladin. and then Rapidus turned 76, and then the guild that he's in turned 25. So that's Triple Ding.
All right. Well, I already did it. So. All right.
That was just... Well, okay, I got to go out and get my horse started.
Okay, go and get your horse started, because we have another ding to announce. We have a special ding to announce.
Bring it in.
Krillic and Santania, or Tim and Kitty as we know them.
Woohoo!
This is their wedding anniversary. What is second year? Second year? I'm asking you.
I believe so.
Okay. Second year wedding anniversary. So here's your anniversary song.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. We now state emphatically it's happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy. Happy, 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 happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off!
So a very happy anniversary to Krellick and Santania. Congratulations. They haven't killed each other yet. And even Domino says congratulations. Hey, Domino! Haven't seen her in channel in a while.
So what was your run speed?
Actually, I think max run speed without a mount is 71, and I am maxed.
74. I got 3% on you.
Yeah, but I look good.
Yeah, I know. Your butt looks good. A little bouncing down the road.
You'll never see me in an outfit that covers my butt.
Did you hear?
What?
Connecting? We're almost going to ding again. We ding sometime this last week, 5K.
I was wondering why I had a little bit more money in my...
Well, surprise!
My station cash thing there. It's like, wait a minute, where the hell did that come from?
All we need is like 40 people.
Come 40 on, folks.
40 people, and we'll have 10K. We'll have another 250 station cash, and the Cloak of the Pie.
Cloak of the Pie.
So, call your neighbors, get your friends, get your guildmates, call your girlfriends, ex-girlfriends... The guys down the street, the guy at the 7-Eleven, get them on Facebook, get them to become a friend of EQ2.
Alright.
While you're at it, you could become friends of EQ and Free Realms, because for each one of those accounts, you also get another 250, as long as you've got, you know, I mean, I've got, like, Free Realms and EQ going, so,
Alright. And, I'm getting a tell here from Lyra. Lyra dinged her alt, I want to say Tessaly, to level 41 yesterday. So congratulations to Tessaly. And there's your ding. Okay, what else you got in your notes? Elkman takes notes. I'm just here for the ride.
I take notes.
I'm here for the ride. I don't know.
Well, Connect Ding will end February 10th. After we reach 10K, the next would be 15K, and we're supposed to get another 250 station cash and God knows what, something that they're going to come up with, but anyway. And it's National Pie Week. I was wondering, you know, I was watching...
National Pie Week?
I guess so. I was looking at the tweets, and Brian Lloyd said something about he was done with all his email, and now he was going to be doing PR, and I thought he meant pie rolling, so...
Oh,
that sort of fits. I mean, it's National Pie Week, so he's out rolling the pies.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, by the way, I want you, Elquin, that is, to go into your shared folder, your documents folder.
Mm-hmm.
And during our break, I've placed Lyra's Frostfell book there for you to take a look at.
Oh, is that the PDF file?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Lyra, from the Antonia Vale server, of course, came out with her own Frostfell book. With her permission, let me ask her here, Lyra, is it okay if I post it on the website for people to download and look for themselves? I'm sure she won't have a problem with that, but I want to check with her first, of course. But yeah, I mean, during the music break, go ahead and look that over, and you know, we'll criticize or we will praise. We'll have our own version of nod of the head, wag of the finger. During our music break, like I mentioned in the OGR chat channel earlier, our friend Tamara from the Antonia Vale server, she's in a band. She is in a band. I know she's somewhere in Canada. God, I can't remember where. she has a band, and I have a couple of her MP3s.
Cool.
They're called Local Strangers.
Okay.
Maybe she'll hear. I know she's listening. Maybe she'll hear me and mention in the channel where she is, but that's up to her. That's a privacy issue. But she has a band. She's in a band, I should say. I don't know if she's the lead in the band, but she's the lead singer anyway. But she has a band called Local Strangers, and we'll be listening to a couple of her songs during the music break at the top of the hour. And Jethel has a new song.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, actually, I haven't had a new song in quite a while now.
That's true.
The song was recommended by Jared of the Antonia Vale server. And I went ahead and wrote lyrics and made a song.
I have another ding.
Another ding?
Yeah, I'm getting a tell saying Santania had a couple dings in game this week.
Oh, hell, they're
74 and 75.
74 and 75, and also Krellick or Urson.
74 or Urson, 74, 75. So they,
I'm sure
four times the ding.
I'm sure there were quite a few dings this weekend. So I'm going to give a big collective ding.
Okay.
Because I'm sure there were quite a few dings this weekend.
We'll ding them all.
Here we go. One big ding for everyone. Congratulations on any levels that you made this weekend. There we go. I'll even throw in a trade skill blink. There we go.
Oh, can't forget our trade skillers.
Of course not.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of dinglings, aren't we?
Ding. And you know what? Just for the hell of it, I think we're going to launch Mask in the Tonga Pult.
Okay. Right now?
Why not? Let's go ahead and launch Mask in the Tonga Pult. Where do we want to send him?
Into the ocean.
Into the ocean? Well, yes. All right then. Here we go. We're going to launch Mask, and here we go. Oh! I hit the wall.
Hit a rock?
I hit the wall.
Oh, God. True Flight was saying he dinged Xan earlier, but I don't think he met in game.
Okay then.
Whee! Okay.
Woohoo!
Speaking of potty mouth.
the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show.
Podcast 77 is live. You cannot go listen to it now.
Live.
You can listen to it later. And when you go listen to it later,
or we should say the podcast is available for download.
That's true. Well,
it's not live because they're not doing it right now.
It's a podcast, but yeah, okay. But anyways, it's station.sony.com/podcast.vm podcast 77, the resolution cast. And supposedly, we might have our resolutions in there. There's a thank you to Jethel for a song.
Okay.
And True Flight was a listener email in there. So,
well, congratulations.
Well worth downloading and listening to later. The word is
later.
But I was watching the tweeters and the Facebook posts, and apparently they had to catch a few nasty words that somebody said.
Whoops.
And edit it out, Brendlo. Anyway.
Well, and speaking of Twitter.
Yes.
Speaking of Twitter, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's just Kithacore. Go to twitter.com/Kithacore, and you can follow us on Twitter. And I've actually got it set up now that anytime I make a post to our website, you know, updates or funny things and whatnot, you know, I like to throw a little bit of everything up there that I find interesting anyway, it'll update the Twitter feed. So I think that's pretty cool. I just got a message from Xanadai who says, "Oh my god, I'm going to beat Truth Flight with a large stick." Oh my.
Oh my.
Wait a minute. I have to do my my Sulu. What the hell's his name? Sulu from Star Trek?
Oh my god, I just went blank. Well, he's on Heroes.
Ooh, my.
He's fun, anyway. He's got a great voice.
Yeah, but I should...
Takei, that's it. George Takei.
George Takei. Yeah.
Oh, my.
You know, I got to see this guy. I got to see him in person.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And, you know, the big ballrooms like they have at, when we go to Vegas. And, you know, it's a huge room and... Way on the other side of the room, they got the guys at the table, and you have to form a line completely around the room. You could hear George Takei all the way to the door. His voice was resounding and just filled the room, and it was like, oh my god, who is that talking? Oh, that's George Takei. Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very deep, projecting voice, and it's lovely. When you get up, when you get right up next to him, you're going to get little goosebumps going. His voice just, oh my god. Anyway.
So, yes. You like deep, heavy voices, do you?
Yeah, but his projects. I mean, it's
you,
weird.
You want to hear something really creepy?
Never heard anybody like him before. Yes, what?
Okay, here's something really creepy. One of the things that my ex-wife used to laugh about all the time was the fact that, you know, back in my youth, my voice was lower than it is now. That's because I'd been doing a lot of tenor singing and stuff like that. But, you know, back in my youth, I used to be a bass.
And so I used to talk like this all the time.
And the real creepy thing was, her mother used to get goosebumps talking to me. Apparently she had a thing for deep voices.
You know. And speaking of deep voices...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if he had one or not, but yesterday was Edgar Allan Poe's birthday.
Oh, it was?
Yes, and for the last 60 years, somewhere between midnight and 5 a.m. in the morning, a man all dressed in black hat, a black scarf, would come out and go to Poe's grave, leave 3 red roses and a half bottle of cognac, and take off.
Wow.
And nobody's ever really tried to find out who this guy is. They've called him the Poe Toaster. But for the last 60 years, he's done this. Last year was the 60th anniversary of Poe's death, I believe. And this year, he's missing. There is no Poe Toaster.
Well, you know, if the guy's been doing
Poe's
this...
grave.
If the guy's been doing this for what? What did you say, 60 years?
Over 60 years.
The guy's probably dead.
Well, they've speculated that this has been handed down to father to son.
Oh, well, could
don't,
be.
Don't know what's happened.
Ooh.
Or why.
I just took a look for people who have died recently.
Yes.
Let me see this. Just a moment. Nope, I'm sorry. I took a look at a site and got a wrong reading here. It's a... Okay. Let's go back to my normal wiki thing here. Oh, God.
What?
I just did a Google for who's dead in 2010.
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham's career came up.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Oh, that's funny.
They want to know if Abe Vigoda is.
Let's see. AbeVigoda.com. According to AbeVigoda.com, Abe Vigoda is alive.
Ta-da.
That's the only thing on this website.
Yeah.
I just think it's really freaking funny. Okay. Oh, here's something funny. Wikipedia.
What?
Somebody posted on a Wikipedia, you know, made a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
On January 1st, 2010, that Rush Limbaugh had died.
Too bad.
Somebody updated Rush Limbaugh's page and said that he died. Too bad he didn't.
I know.
Oh, what an ass. Rush Limbaugh and what the... I'll have to go to kithacore.org and read my own post here.
Yep.
Pat Robertson.
Oh, well, that's a jerk.
Pat Robertson and freaking Rush Limbaugh. What a bunch of douchebags.
And everybody knows them as douchebags now since he did that, saying that Haiti was cursed by the devil and got what they needed
to
get.
Not cursed by the devil. Pat Robertson came out and said that Haiti made a pact with the devil to get the French, to get Napoleon and the French occupancy out in the 1800s. And ever since, they've been a den for the devil, and they've brought this upon themselves. You fucking douchebag. Oh, yeah, he went on his 700 Club the night after and tried... Well, that's not what I said. What I meant was...
Oh, bullfucking
No, no, so, see, 20 years ago, you could have gotten away with that. Oh, that's not what I said. You know what we have now?
Yeah, but they replayed it.
No. You know what we have now? It's called YouTube! We have the internet!
It's all over the place.
It's digitally recorded! Wow, I was really sounding like Sam Kinison.
You're channeling Sam Kinison over there.
I was really channeling Sam Kinison there. Douchebag!
Well, I'm pretty sure that's how Sam would say it anyway.
Sort of my battles and my master battles, you will come into the world and speak of douchebag! Anyway, I love Sam Kinison, by the way. It was a great loss when he died. Ironic death, too. Real irony, not like the irony you find in Alanis Morissette albums. God, what a douchebag. Anyway,
moving on. We got Moonlight Enchantments coming up tomorrow.
Yes, Moonlight Enchantments tomorrow. And I need to get stuff.
I know. And today is the last day that you can purchase the Protector of the Phaedark armor. What?
Let me bring it up here.
Well, why can't I?
Okay, fine. Go ahead, do it.
No! You've interrupted me. Go for it.
All right, fine. Be that way. Marketplace.
I'm looking at the copy. He's pulling it out, guys. Yes?
Donate to the Haiti Relief Charity Drive by purchasing the Protector of the Phaedark Armor Crate between 1:15:10 and the 18th. So today is the last day, and enjoy the bonus adventure trade skill experience.
18th.
Oh shit, that ended yesterday then.
That ended yesterday.
Well, we're too late then.
Nice try. But we got Moonlight Enchantments coming tomorrow. Okay, then today was Poe's birthday, the 19th.
Yes, we all agree. George Carlin was a great loss, too, but Kinison was young.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland's movie career is also dead. Okay.
Yeah, mirrors didn't help.
Well, the armor's not going away, yeah, but the donation to the Haiti Fund is going away.
Mm-hmm. And apparently Trueflight is slaughtering Yali patrollers.
He's out doing Ritz.
Ritz.
And, you know, I was out helping one of our members. You know, I mentored down. This last week was also a week of retro gaming where, you know, I would mentor down and go out and do stuff. And I was in the Phaedark with this person, and I ran across a signature quest that I didn't know was there. Now, maybe some of you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never seen this. It was around the Tunair sapling, the big tree with the lift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You walk around it, and there's this little tiny Trent there. His name is Ellie Tenderbranch. And you talk to him, and he'll send you on a signature quest for the Blade of the Fae. And there's four steps to it. I mentored to level 30 to just do it, and it was pretty good. It was pretty interesting. It leads to, its first part is, the first part of it is the wind that speaks her name. Then after that is a voice of another kind, the blade within the keep, and more than just a tree.
Hmm.
So there's like four steps. You do have to know Fae Folk. That's the language you get from killing fairies, the little fabric, the patch tapestry fabric or patchwork tapestry language doodad in order to do this, because you need to go talk to the witch there in the Fae Dark, and she's a little Fae, and if you don't know Fae, you can't talk to her. And the blade you get is really not bad. I mean, it's kind of nice for a appearance slot type one. It's got an animation to it. I think I still have it in my pack. Let me look.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
It's either that or I've already dumped it in the bank. I think I dumped it in the bank.
Let's found something interesting here. I did a search for myself. You ever Google yourself?
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Just to see what's there. Well, I just Googled Jethel Silverwing.
Yeah.
And I am listed at abmp3.com as an artist.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I am looking to see if they're charging for my MP3s.
Ooh.
So far it looks like download for free.
Oh, that'd be good.
But if they're, I'm just checking here, because if they're trying to fucking charge for my goddamn MP3s, they're going to have some problems. Let's see here. Well, it looks like they're they're just linking to Kithcore.org.
That's good.
So it looks like this ABMP3 is just a search engine for MP3s.
That's cool.
All right. Well, that's all right then.
Is there? I'm getting there's something in the channel about. Is there ever a reason for a troll to speak? Feral or fae?
To ask where there are more fae's. To eat. I don't.
To pretend to be a fae, to trap them. The little Trent's name is... Hang on. I will mess this up royally. I know his last name's Tender Branch. That I can say. But anyway, it will give you an AA. It gives status to the guild and gives you status too. So it was worth doing. Right. Any status is good status.
Mm-hmm.
So. I didn't know that signature quest was there. You know, I like finding little quests and stuff that maybe I've missed. Anything that's signature or that related, I like to do. Because it not only does it give me status, it gives status to the guild.
Mm-hmm. So.
And we're cooking along. We'll be 79 pretty soon. We'll probably hit 80 before the new thing comes out, hopefully. Possibly. Maybe.
I hope so.
If not, then right after. I think that was added on, that little signature quest, because I never remember that little Trent down there. But and I didn't grow up in the Fae Dark this time. I grew up in... Well, I woke up in Kinos.
Yeah. Okay.
You were talking about in-game mail.
Oh, yeah. I think I've actually mentioned it before, but I kind of wish that you could access your in-game mail outside of the game. You know, either on... EQ2 players, or I mean the EQ1 mail system, you can actually set it up to forward to your to the address attached to your account.
Well, so, you know, I would be happy with just being able to cut and copy and paste what's in my email. If somebody sends me something important, I need to pull out. I have to sit there and retype it in Notepad or something. I wish I could just copy it and then, paste it out.
Wait a minute. TrueSight says you can. I think I know what he's talking about. Let me check this out. I believe there's a file once you open the mail. Let me see here. Yeah, there's a file here that says Antonia Bale Jethel Mail. them try opening this up with WordPad. Nope.
But once I get a piece of mail, I can't hold Control Shift and highlight, you know, what's on there. I can cut a copy and paste into email, but I can't copy out of email.
Let me see. Hold on.
Probably XTML. Well, you know, and if that's the case, then maybe some other outside way of getting our email. Yeah, I've seen that little file down there. It says our email, but you can't open it. You can't really read what's in it.
No, I don't know. Now, I had noticed the mail data file in there, but it just seems to have the... You know, when you start to type someone's name in there and their name pops up automatically?
Yeah.
That seems to be what that data thing is.
Talk this thing, there's a mail window mod on EQ2 interface that has a forwarding function which copies a mail into a new mail to be sent.
Well.
Copy out of that. Yes, that's true.
Okay, let's see here.
So that would be something to look into.
EQ2interface.com. Oh god, you know, I don't even think I bothered to update my UI.
Uh-oh.
On the last patch. I don't know, I'm getting sick of updating it. To be perfectly honest with you.
Sorry.
Alright, let's see here. Downloads. Anything here for mail? Mail window. Let's see what we got here. Is it this one?
I don't know.
Looks like it. Looks like it's Seagoat's mail system. Let me take a look at this here. No, I could be wrong. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, because sending to somebody, that's pretty easy. You can copy and paste and stuff, but...
Right.
You get a piece of email in, like this one I got from Rap about his triple ding. I mean, I don't know if he sent you a copy or not.
Yeah, he did.
And if he hadn't, then, you know, I'm the only one with a copy. I'm going to go see if the dingage has gotten any better.
The what? Oh, that.
Connecting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, they're still needing about 61 fans.
All right.
Well, that was earlier when they started out. They needed a whole 90, so they've got at least 40, 49. Okay. I didn't even know. Sorry, I didn't even know we got 5K. I've quit watching it, you know, like a watch pot never boils. I wonder what the Cloak of the Pie will do.
I don't know.
I would think it would... I bet you it would make pies. Pies that you can eat or throw. Because I know Brendel's been wanting that for a long time.
Now, the only mail modification I see here... You know, it may be part of another UI. But the only specific mail mod here that I'm seeing is there's one that you can create your own text file if you know are writing out a long letter or something like that and you don't want to do it in game. They actually have a mod here where you can insert a text file. Well, insert the context of a text file, that is. Other than that, I don't see what they're talking about. But it, like I said, it could be part of another UI. Oh, and apparently Jared is in the game now. Hello there, Jared. During our music break in a few minutes, we will be hearing the new song that was recommended by Jared. So thank you for that recommendation. I do take recommendations. Sometimes that's all it takes to spark some inspiration in me.
To get the gears turning in his head.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes it is getting to a rut. I mean, my lack of parody in the last couple of months has just, you know, I've been too damn busy with the holidays and stuff. But.
True.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, you started yawning. Now I'm all tired.
Sorry. So, are you going to keep up on your Shadow Knight that you started, or are you going to just give up on him?
Well, yeah, I might get on him. You know, if I get bored some nights, you know, there are some days I log in, check my friends list, and there's no one there, or there's no one on in guild and whatnot. I'm actually thinking about having him join another guild.
That's fine.
I might have him join the...
Don't say it.
The Knights of Freeport.
Well, now they're going to be looking for you.
Yeah, so what? Everyone I know seems to have a friggin' alt in Knights of Freeport.
I don't. Crema used to be a long time ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Knights of Freeport, maybe Moonshadows, or... I don't know. I actually did have an alt in the Maiden's Fancy at one point, but I'd rather be a patron than a performer. In that place, anyway. Huh. Tixie says Akesha stalks Jethel. Tixie is one of Xanadu's alts. And it's like, yeah, come on, bring it on. Bring it to me.
The problem is, there is a problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Since we burned you through so many levels, you're lacking a lot of your skills, and you don't have your outer wear is lacking too.
Yeah. Oh no, I actually bought an outfit for the little air side.
Yeah, but that's still not as good as, you know.
Oh no, definitely. I mean, we really didn't have time. We were just go. You know what I mean?
We burned through a lot.
We burned through a lot of levels in one day, and I did finally have to break down and buy, I think it was like level 30 something where we took a lunch break.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, I got to do something. I'm getting my ass handed to me here every time I get hit. So I ended up, you know, getting another breastplate and leggings and stuff. You know, something with some. I didn't really care about stats. Because, you know, you were killing everything pretty much with one shot.
Sorry.
Oh, no. That was what we were supposed to do on Saturday.
Take me out. I'm the death machine.
Yep. Can't help it. And, yeah, I mean, that's what you were there for. And, but, yeah, I mean, but if I got hit by anything, I was getting my ass kicked. So I had to stop at one point around level 30 or so and upgrade to a new breastplate. And I did get a nice set of boots from Varsoons.
That was one good thing.
Yeah.
That was another thing I noticed. Where we're out running around, we had a lot of names.
Mm-hmm.
And I every time I would get you guys those names. Except that one.
Yeah.
So we're heading towards Kazik Thul in the Fira, where the last zone back there with the river that runs through it and all the...
No, what the hell? It was a named Manticore or something?
It was a named Manticore. He was red.
Oh, he kicked our ass.
We were, what, level 35 at the time or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And I just didn't have sniper shot up or I would have taken him. It was more like, oh, he isn't stopping. He's coming this way. Let's get out of here.
Escape.
Well, because just right before then, I had pulled those, they're They're dragonflies to me, but they got other names over there.
Damselflies.
Damselfly type things, because if you don't get them while you're running through there, they'll sneak up on you when you don't expect it. So when you see them, you kill them.
I am getting tells from random members of the Knights of Freeport.
What?
Join us. Come to the dark side.
They have cookies.
Oh, brother. But yeah, that Manticore kicked your ass pretty hard.
Like I said, right before then, I'd pulled the damselfly, but there was three of them. Mm. And one of them was named. I had not targeted the name. I had not seen it. I just saw them up there, and I went, I got to get those. Oh, we almost bit it then, and I had to use Sniper Sot to get rid of that. So when I looked up and saw the Manticore coming, it was like, time to go. But it was like, boom, boom. Every time I turned around, we had a name to take down somewhere. Mm-hmm. They were plentiful, which was good for you.
Because, oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, it adds a little extra bonus to you when you get those names. So now.
Oh wait a minute! I don't want to join the KOF.
Why?
I just spent money on an outfit for this Arisai, and if you join the Knights of Freeport, they have a uniform that you have to wear.
Yeah, you're all in blue now.
No, I got the. Let me bring up the marketplace because I bought it there. Marketplace. It's a Bruiser's outfit, I think. Hold on a second. Well, he looks cool in it. Equipment. There we go. Let me find what he has here.
Only when you are on duty in character do you have to wear the uniform.
I see.
So you're going to give up fashion.
I don't know. He's wearing the. The pink formal robe. No. Where the hell is it?
And that thing about cookies and come to the dark side, you know, the evil side's got cookies. I saw something somewhere that says, "We and those cookies, we lied about them."
So the cookies are a lie?
Yeah. I'm getting another tell saying only in guild hall or during meetings or doing tasks for the KOF in uniform. So you just have to get another uniform.
How come you guys are telling her these things? She should be telling me.
Because maybe they want me to come to the dark side. Oh,
no! No, but this is the outfit that the Arisai is wearing now. The studded brawler garb.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, and you can...
Yeah, that's just hold like...
Down, you can hold down your control button and click on that and see what you look like in it.
Of course, I just did. Mm-hmm. It's the same sort of design that you can buy at the faction camps in the Moors. When you get in good with the little froggies and the trolls and stuff, they have that design of armor, but in different colors. I have the troll one, which is a really dark green, sort of black, with the studs on it. I'm a friggin' clothes horse. I keep changing all my clothes. I got all these different outfits, but I keep going back to black and red, so I don't know. I keep trying other ones. I don't know. I like the black and the red, so. I guess it matches her hair.
Xanada is like, I don't think so. I don't think you'd ever follow our orders. I'm like, well, Jethel wouldn't. You never know. She goes, no, not at all. I know Jethel wouldn't.
But Jethel wouldn't, but that's not Jethel. This is a little bug.
Now, see, here's my opportunity, you know, to role play something that isn't Jethel. I don't know.
It's a bug.
It's a bug. He's not a bug.
He's a bug.
I'm not a bug. I'll kill you.
He's a little... Shadow Knight bug.
I'll kill you!
Little bug. Little harm-touching bug.
I'll kill you so hard that your family will feel it! That's how he talks.
You think so?
I think that's his voice. And I think that's his catchphrase. I'll kill you so hard your family will feel it!
Angry little bug.
I'm a tiny soulless ball of doom!
Oh, no!
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I misquoted that. I'm a tiny soulless god of war! Is what I was supposed to say.
Did you know that the Knights of Freeport's colors are black and red?
Yes, I know that.
Hell, maybe somehow in the back of my mind.
Anyway, I think we're going to go ahead and take our music break.
We are?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about that time. So, music...
Wait.
What?
Ah!
What?
My Chronomage report.
What about it?
We can Nothing's do it. Changed.
Okay, nothing's changed. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a music break here. We're going to be listening to Jethel's new song. Whoop, you know what would be helpful if I actually got it going here? Let's see here. Shoot, I closed my
Windows Explorer. Thing.
Let's see here. MP3s. Jethel's.
You got to crank up the player.
No, I'm just taking a look at the... At my queue for coming up on the show and stuff. It's like, all right, music break intro. Hey, it's a new song, and then Tamriel stuff. Oh shoot, I forgot to put up my new song. So I introduced it but didn't put it up. Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and take our music break. We're gonna have my new song. It's called Shinies on the Road. It's a parody of.
Riders of the Storm.
Riders of the Storm, and it was recommended by Jared. And then after that, we have a couple of songs by...
Jared isn't in-game, the patcher won't work.
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
But we're going to have a couple of songs from Tamriel's band, Local Strangers, and then, you know, a couple from my usual stock. And we shall...
Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
Sir! Sir!
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields! Mass hysteria! It's mayhem out there!
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
Shinies on the road, shinies on the road. They're looking for a load, they're gathered up or sold. If they pass them up, they'll explode. That glitter, sparkle, glow. Shinies on the road. There's a Tonga over there at the gypsy fair. He drools and starts to stare. Like his steaks, he likes them rare. Even runs are getting cold. They're losing all control. The shinies on the road. A pretty face with her group, she'll part ways. She's healing them today. Their tank fades away because she's led astray. She's taken by the nose. Shinies on the road. We'll be right back.
To being front,
grooving side to side.
That goes back to grinding. Diddle bump. And dinging Zan. Okay.
Oh God. I can see it now. That's going to be the new euphemism for sex and EverQuest. Dinging.
Thought it was already.
Or maybe the new use for you. God, I can't see it. She'll kill me.
What?
Maybe the new euphemism will be zinging, dinging Zan. Oh, gosh, she's going to kill me.
Oh, no, I just got a tell from her. Oh, my God, not you two. I'm sorry, Zan. So we're all going to go out and ding Zan later, right?
Hey, I'm all for it.
Okay.
I just got a tell from her / kill dead.
We love you, Zan.
Okay, next in line, of course, will be Zan and I and Jethel's duet of Have You Seen the Rain by CCR. Oh, she loves it when I play that.
Oh, she's just going to kill us, you know.
Oh, that's okay.
She fainted.
Oh, boy.
So, you saw the little note I sent you, right? They're going to be changing experiences.
Okay,
Let me see if I can try to say this again, and you can read it. Experience changes coming to live servers tomorrow.
Okay, now in English.
Oh.
Okay, Brenlo posted a note in the official EQ2 forums at 6:18, so 2 hours ago. And here's what it reads. Hey, folks. I wanted to pass along news that you will see on the live servers tomorrow. We have adjusted the experience curve in EQ2. We have done this for a number of reasons. Number one, it really wasn't a curve before, more like peaks and valleys. Some levels had very crazy and erratic peaks, while others were way too fast. Number three, we needed to adjust the curve overall for the addition of levels 81 through 90. What will this mean for you? You may see the bar move a bit when you log in after the update tomorrow. For most of you, it will move forward. For some, it might move back. The rate of progression from 1 to 65 will be the same in terms of gross XP needed, but the level progression will be smoother. We have increased the speed from 65 to 75 due to two changes. The required experience was lowered, as it was actually harder to get from 65 to 75 than it was to get from 75 to 80. Now it is in line with our expectations and speed of progress. So they're smoothening out the levels. The quests in that range will now give more experience, as they were slightly behind the times in terms with XP awards. We hope you notice a smoother rate of progression, and this removes fewer bumps in your leveling. Thanks all, Alan Brenlow Crosby, Senior Producer, EverQuest 2.
Where did it say that? I didn't see that at the bottom.
What?
The rest of what you read.
I'm reading the link that you gave me.
Well, that's weird.
What was it that you didn't see?
The rest of it that you just said.
I just read the rest of it. What I do? What? From what point are you talking? The rest of it. Smoother rate of progression. Thanks all, Alan Brenlow Crosby, and your producer EverQuest 2.
See, I don't see the rest of it. I just see thanks all. That's all.
Oh no, I see it right below that.
That's weird. Okay.
Anyway, so there will be no more what we used to call in EQ1, no more hell levels. I mean, in EverQuest 1, I mean, at one point, I think they fixed it since then, but there used to be several levels that you dreaded reaching.
Oh, God.
Because it would be like smooth, 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 smooth. I need 3 times the experience to level in this one! Oh, my fucking God! You know, and then it would go back down and then smooth, 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 and then you hit another hell level. And I guess they were taking a look at the experience progressions in EverQuest 2. It was like, you know what, we can smoothen this out quite a bit.
So they took out the iron, and they ironed it.
Yes. So, looks like they're going to be smoothening things out, and hopefully you folks who are trying to get leveled up and whatnot will have a better time after tomorrow. So it's not a bad change. But again, like he said, if you log in tomorrow and your bar is actually moved back a little bit, don't worry about it, because the quests and stuff that are going to be giving you experience will give you more experience.
Which goes back to what I'm saying the other day when I said I think doing quests give you far more experience than just beating up on mobs.
Oh, they always do. All right, so that's a nice note from Brenlow. Thank you very much, Alan. If you'd like to see a picture of Alan and Jethel at the fanfare, you can go to kithacore.org/gallery.
I don't know, do we? It's not that other one, is it?
Well, you know, he was wearing his harness, and I had my whip in the wrong place.
Yeah, I thought so.
What's that? You have been disconnected? Wait a minute. Your account has been suspended? But no. What is this custom message here? You're a dick. No. Oh, anyway. So, did you have any other notes that we needed to...
No, we sort of blew through what I had.
Blew through all. Let's go
I'm
ahead.
I'm surprised you skipped over Edgar Allan Poe's birthday so quickly.
Well, I didn't know it was his birthday.
Yeah, today.
Okay. Well, I guess the guy will be visiting his grave nevermore.
Nevermore. Well, yeah.
Who wonder knows? Maybe the guy is dead, or maybe he was trying to pass it on to the grandkid, and the grandkid said, "Nah."
Well, I just think it's fascinating for the last 60 years that this Toe poster, or Poe toaster, that's what they call him, the Poe toaster, don't say that three times fast because it really gets nasty, has left the half bottle of cognac and the three roses.
Mm-hmm.
And where they have his grave, there's a museum to him, too. And they've kept a few bottles of the half bottles of cognac on display inside. From days of yore, from bygone days. There is actually one picture of the Poe toaster that they captured. I think Life magazine has it. It's a really, you can't tell who it is because they don't want to find out who was doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has ever approached this guy.
Well, you know what? I think that's nice because it leaves a little mystery left in the world.
They want to leave the mystery. They don't want to discover who's doing it.
I hope they don't. And even if they do, I hope they keep it a secret.
I think it's just sad that he stopped, and nobody really knows why. And the curator is hoping that, that maybe there was too many people watching for him this year or something. Or he's even speculating that because last year was Poe's 60th anniversary of his death, which they made a big to-do. They actually made a dummy Edgar Allan Poe. It looked real, and they made a coffin for it, and they actually gave him a proper funeral.
He didn't have a proper funeral before?
No, he didn't.
Was he just dumped in a ditch?
Basically, yes. They found him in a gutter. I'd have to read back of what street and all this, but they found him in a gutter. He wasn't in his own clothes. He didn't have his own cane or anything. They took him into the hospital, and he died shortly right after that.
I wasn't aware of that.
So, yeah, they found him in a gutter. He was sick, very sick. So, anyway, like, last year was the 60th anniversary. They did a really big to-do about it, and, like I said, they made a facsimile of him in a coffin. I mean, it looked... I could pull up pictures for you sometime and show you.
Well, it doesn't work real well over the podcast.
No, but it looks, it looks spooky because it looks like a dead guy in a coffin. It looks like Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, as long as it doesn't look like that damn wax figure. Remember that story from the guy in Florida? The guy in Florida that robbed the grave of this young girl that he was in love with, and he made a wax sculpture of her.
No, I don't remember that one.
The dude had a wax sculpture of this girl that he had fallen in love with. It was during the tuberculosis outbreak back at the beginning of the 20th century. And the dude married, fake of course, married the corpse and was having freaking sex with it. I kid you not.
It was wax or the real corpse?
Well, he had to reconstruct the face.
Out of wax.
After a while, yeah,
I remember something like that. Yeah,
he was some kind of a doctor, but he wasn't a doctor. He was pretending to be a doctor. But anyway, that's something more for the Halloween episode of the show.
Yeah, but I didn't know Edgar Allan Poe's birthday was in January. You would think it was October. He actually died in November. Forgot the date in November, but that was when he died. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see if the Poe toaster shows up next year. Or if maybe the 60th anniversary was the ending of the toast to Poe that the guy was in his family or whoever was doing for so long.
I bet the guy's dead.
Who knows?
All right, so. So what else we have to see about today? Yeah. I have, for those of you who have been asking me about it, not doing the Silver Rose anymore. It was one-time deal, I guess. I was, you know, just looking for a spot where I could, you know, get it done at midnight. And
oh, I'm being corrected. It's 160 years.
160 years. Oh, yeah, sorry. I was going to say, wait a minute.
Sorry. Anyway.
But yeah, not going to be doing the Silver Rose anymore. I am starting something different. And from what I understand, it has not been done before. At least not on the Antonia Bale server.
Well, you're not going to say it?
Yes, I'm going to say it.
Oh.
Give me a chance.
Sure.
I'm going to be opening up a club now. For those of you role players who, you know, role play with me and stuff like that, this is completely OOC because the club itself will not be officially announced ever. But any kind of announcement that I do make is completely OOC and, you know, it's kind of a word of mouth underground type of thing. Just for the safety of my patrons. I'm going to be opening up a club for role players who role play vampires, werewolves, or any other creatures of the, I think the terminology that I was corrected on by one of my vampire friends was those who hide in the dark. Those who hide in the dark. So if you play a vampire or a werewolf, a ghoul, anything like that, yeah, it's me. Angela Coria just sent me a tell. Ooh, a goth club! Yeah! I suppose you can basically call it a goth club, I guess. And I'm in the club right now working on it. If you like to see a little ad that I have made up, you can go to... There's absolutely no point in making a tiny URL for this. It's just kithacore.org/FMR. kithacore.org/FMR. That's Full Moon Rising. This is going to be the name of the club. You got a neat little poster there. Did you see that yesterday?
No.
Oh, I thought I linked that to you.
No.
But yeah, it's kithacore.org, FMR, Full Moon Rising. Just got to come up with a date, with a day of the week and a time.
So, I got a question for you.
Hmm?
Okay, you're... As the demon at Kithacore, that's your stew-in, because you've got, you know. But what about anybody else that may not be
a werewolf? You mean like you?
Yeah.
Well,
am I even allowed inside? I mean,
of course you're allowed inside.
I have to slip in the back door in the cover of, you know.
You want it slipped in the back door?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, that's... We do that to Zan later.
Oh, God. She is going to kill you. Wasn't me.
So, anyway.
Wasn't me.
How does somebody like me who just is just, you know, me, how do I get in?
I would say that anyone who isn't a vampire, werewolf, or whatever, come in disguise. Kind of like going to a Freeport club if you're from Kinos, or if you're like a member of the Knights of Freeport coming to Saya's Hammer later tonight.
So I can actually don on one of the Halloween costumes maybe I have. And,
sure.
And,
I got no problem with that.
I wonder how any of the other patrons would feel about that.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I won't be a snack. I'm sorry.
I think Shizuka is asking if a vampire or werewolf may bring a guest or snack. Yes. The only thing that I ask is do not make anyone else uncomfortable. And if, for God's sakes, if you play, you know, like, okay, there's a difference between, like, Interview with a Vampire vampires and Blade vampires. If you're going to bring someone in here and you're one of these hardcore... gore role players who's going to like split someone's back open or whatever, don't bother. please don't bother. Because I'm not going to have it.
No, because everybody in the place would go, ah!
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be a feeding frenzy, and the carpet
And Abomino, good point. No sparkling! Anyone that plays out of Twilight-style vampire will be burned at the stake. Matter of fact, I will build a stake with a bonfire in one of the back rooms of this place, just for anyone doing that shit. And yes, shapeshifters, absolutely. Shapeshifters, absolutely. Come on down. I think that's going to be good. But yeah, keep an eye on kithacore.org/FMR, Full Moon Rising. I will also announce the club on the official EQ2 forums under the roleplay forums in the Etonia Bale area. I will also announce it in the town square for those of you in the Etonia Bale server, and also on the Raven Mythic.
What the heck is a poo demon?
Poo demon? What?
Yeah, look at the channel. I'm not saying that word.
I'm not seeing it.
From the Guck server.
I'm looking.
Costa.
Costa.
Costanza? Yeah. He wants to be a poo demon.
What? I have no idea.
Oh. Well, he said the other word for poo.
Okay. From the movie Dogma. I've seen Dogma several times. I don't remember a shit demon.
Now, see, you said it. I wouldn't.
Whatever. I don't remember it. Then again, it has been a few years. Maybe I've forgotten. Maybe I wanted to forget.
Maybe we need to watch it again.
Dogma. The only problem I had with Dogma was that Comedy Central played the fuck out of it.
Oh.
It was like, you know, I did actually. I went to the Comedy Central websites and I posted a note on there. You know, folks, there are other movies besides Dogma out there. Because they were playing it every friggin' week.
I missed it.
I do not remember a shit demon, but you know, we will. I'll put it on the Netflix list. Okay.
But it sounds like it's going to be an interesting club, hon.
Everyone that I've talked to about it, you know, I've talked to, you know, people that I know who are role-playing werewolves and vampires and whatnot. They're all for it. They're like, yes, that sounds great. And
there is one out there, and I know you've been trying to do something, but every time you turn around,
you need a niche.
You know, it's conflicting with other people's stuff, and you need a niche, and I think this will work.
I mean, with the Silver Rose, I wanted a midnight-based club. I wanted a late-night club. And the only days you could do that and not really interfere with a lot of work schedules was either Friday or Saturday. And there are just too many. There are too many clubs open on Friday and Saturday nights. Can't do it. So I kind of gave up on that. And then a talk with one of my vampire friends was like, well, you know, the Moonlight Enchantment thing is coming out. They have the star, you know, the Starry Night panels.
Right.
Make the place look like it's at night. Ooh, there we go. So, tomorrow morning or tonight, depending how late I'm up, does it start at midnight? Or?
It starts at midnight.
At midnight. So I will be in the Fade Arc.
Maybe a few minutes after. It depends when it kicks in, but yes.
Someone's asking me, are plague leeches welcome? I don't know what a plague leech is. Leech, whatever. I've heard the term. I think it's an undead something or other, but sorry, I didn't play Dungeons and Dragons.
That sounds like a deity pet.
I don't know. But anyway, plague leeks.
Sounds like a leaky
septic tank.
Okay, so Pacific time, it would be at midnight. So Eastern time, it'd be 3 a.m. in the morning.
No. When I was trying to do a Midnight Club.
No. What? Moonlight Enchantment start at
Okay.
Pacific time, or 3 a.m. in the morning Eastern time, or shortly thereafter.
Okay, I'm being told that a plague leak would live on poison, plague, and disease. Well, you're not going to find that on my menu. And yes, I do have a menu written up. Allow me to read off the house specialties, because I think they're kind of funny. The house specialty under appetizers is lamb to the slaughter, which is fresh lamb cubes seared over flame and served in a rich, warm, seasoned sanguine sauce.
What is sanguine?
Blood.
Oh, okay.
And then the house specialty for, just call it, tartar. Steak tartar is basically raw meat served in a seasoned blood mixture.
Ooh, I might eat that. Oh, Lyra's all upset about cubes. They're lamb cubes.
Lamb cubes. They're meat diced into cubes. Come on, you got to be more specific. You can't say all cubes. You wouldn't be able to have, shish kebab.
True.
Or some of those nice Japanese watermelons that are cubes.
My suggestion for a drink was a Bloody Mary, fresh from Mary.
Oh, God.
But you didn't like that one. I thought it was funny. You never laugh at my jokes.
Oh, God. Constanza wants to know if we'd be doing Red Bull and roofies. No. All right. And then the house specialty for in the dinner menu is the virgin sacrifice, which is just about the same thing as the lambs to the slaughter, except it's made out of veal. Veal, of course, being baby cow.
Poor baby cow.
The hell with the baby cow. Look, if the baby cow wanted to live, it wouldn't be so fresh and tender. If God didn't want me to eat this cow, he wouldn't have made it so goddamn delicious. Anyway. And then, of course, I have a list of drinks. One note about the blood wines. All varieties of blood wine is made from consenting donors. No one was hurt or killed for your beverage.
Yay.
Woohoo! Anyway. So I'm hoping anyway, that it's going to go off pretty well.
I hope so too. You need something.
Oh, and we had a ding while we were at break.
Yes, we did.
See, Stoneheart. Stoneheart is now a level 27 warlock. Congratulations to Stoneheart. Ding. There we go. Dinging the crap out of Stoneheart there.
Shiver turned 57 Carpenter.
Ah, Shiver, 57 Carpenter. Congratulations to your blink.
True needs some sort of ding. He's been pumping out writs like crazy.
Okay, let's give him... Let's launch a Rotunga at him. Let's launch Mask at him.
All right. Sure?
So we're going to launch Mask at True Flight. Just for the hell of it. Here we go. Oh! Hit the bank.
Ow.
Wait a minute. Mask is at our bank.
Nah, that's not good. Poor bank people. Now they got to put up with him. He'll get his hairy, diseased little paws over everything.
Actually, from what I understand, Mask is not diseased. He's rather clean.
But he looks diseased.
He's a dirty, dirty Rotunga.
So how can you be clean Rotunga and look so dirty?
I don't know. Mask just has this air of filth of him. Although I did hear the most interesting thing.
What?
I was in the Soulfire Club last week, and I heard a woman, mind you, say that Mask was the last gentleman around.
What? How much did he pay him? How much did he pay her to say that?
Oh, God, the only thing that went through my mind is you poor, poor woman. You know the things he's going to do to you. So apparently Mask is charming if he's not trying to kill her.
Pfft. Ivy Doo made 71 Sage, by the way.
Oh, okay. Congratulations to Ivy Doo. Let's give her a blink. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, the consensus that I'm getting is he paid her to make him look good. And we had another where we had a carpenter ding in gold, too.
Oh, I see that. Tat, tat.
Dinging all over the place.
Wow. I'm telling you, you know, the Legion of Kithagore does have an adult rating, and we're just dinging all over the place tonight.
I'm not cleaning it up.
So congratulations to Tat, tat. Congratulations, Tat, tat.
So I know what you'll be doing this today, tomorrow.
What will I be doing tomorrow?
And you'll probably hook me into doing it. The
the moonlight.
Moonlight enchantment stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to need... God, I don't know how big those tiles are.
They get to be pretty big, but, you know,
if they're the same size as the grass squares, I'm going to need at least four for the front.
I think they probably... No, they came out along with the sky one, so my guess is that they become the same. I've got one in the bank. You want to play with it?
Sure.
All right, let me come in and I'll get the one. I know I have one in the bank. Wait a minute. Is it in the bank?
I don't know.
Or is it... Oh, wait a minute. It's over in Nindy's place. Hang on. Where are you at?
I'm at Full Moon Rising.
And where's that at?
Gorowin. It's the old Silver Rose. I just changed the name of the...
Okay. Old. I will use the wondrous, magnificent, glorious, and thank you, Sony, for this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am being corrected. Uriel has corrected me. The woman in question was referring to Torin, not Mask. I'm sorry.
I know they
were in the same room. I assume they were talking to each other.
Anyway, as I was saying before you interrupted me, I'll go get it, and then I will use that glorious, wonderful veteran thing that they gave.
Oh God,
us.
I love
my butt right to you without having to run all the way to Gorowin.
I love the 6-year veteran award.
Bless you, Sony, for that. Gosh, that is such a lifesaver.
This kicks so much ass.
Okay, I have two of the squares that I'm picking up for you. Okay.
Okay.
You can have them. I will get more. Haven't figured out how to put them on the ceiling yet. Anyway. Okay. Now let me pull up. Oh, you got to join with me. That's the one thing I keep forgetting.
Yes, you must be grouped.
Embrace me, my darling. Why are you acting like a...
I'm growling.
Why? Okay, I got to tell. This is the thing, though. I have to make sure I teleport and not summons.
Well, no, it will ask me if I want to be summoned, and I'll just say no. But then you've used your thing.
Yeah, I use my thing, but I use my thing a lot, and so do you. You use your thing a lot. I've seen you.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like it when I use my thing?
Yes, it's quite useful when you use your thing.
I see.
See? Here I am.
Yay!
That was so cool. So okay. Here. Oh, I like what you did with the moon in the background. I'm glad that on that cape from the Halloween event. Here you go.
Yeah, what the hell is it called?
I just know it's the Halloween cape with the moon on the back.
Well, I have it covered up right now, so I can't actually inspect it. The Ghoulish Night Tapestry. Yes, so this is the Full Moon Rising Club, and I have a full moon behind the book that has the house rules.
Oh, you got that tapestry over here with the moon in it. Which one is that one?
That's Luckland.
Yeah, but how did you get that one?
Oh, God, where did we get the Luckland ones? It was for the 6-year event, wasn't it?
No. Is that the one that we got when we originally came?
Oh, God, I don't
know. I'll have to look it up.
I don't remember where I got this. The Tapestry of Luckland. Where the hell did we get it?
Oh, the Tapestry? That's the Tapestry of Luckland?
Yes.
Didn't that come from the last event where we were trying to find out what happened to...
Lucan? I think so.
Yeah,
no,
I think you're right.
Lovell is saying it came from a collection. And Tat-Tat said
that
too.
The anniversary shards.
That's
okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to
along with the swords and stuff. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got so much crap sometimes, I lose track.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to get out of the way because you're going to be playing out there, and I really don't want to get stuck inside something.
Let's see here. Where are they? We'll see how big this
thing is. That looks really good. He's got that tucked behind some trees, so, you know.
You know, it's almost the size of the room. Actually, I wonder how it will look when I raise it up, because the section above us... Damn, I'm not going to be able to do this unless I step outside of the house. Either that or I'm going to have to use that editor thing.
I don't know. I'm getting my butt out of the way because I don't want to get trapped in the graphics.
Yeah, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to place them on the ground and then use the editor to raise them up.
Is there a graphic on the other side?
Yes. They were made specifically to go on the ceilings, but they didn't make it a ceiling item.
Well, that's why you can use it on the ground, too. See?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, you notice the teleportation area, well, the travel area in the LOK Guild Hall, I put the clouds there.
Yeah, well, that's what the Santania was saying when she was looking down. It was like she was looking at clouds. It was like, Well, I know gnomes are short, but if you're looking down, you wouldn't be seeing clouds unless you're in sky. And then she reminded me where she was, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So, there for a while, you know.
So what do you think of the place?
It looks nice.
The theater area I left alone, of course, because that was just a lot of fucking work.
Talk, the theater is still in here?
Yep. Talk came over to take a look at the place. Where are you?
I'm upstairs.
Oh, you went
I'm
upstairs?
Coming back downstairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Talk came over to take a look at the place. Because I asked him to, because, you know, he's a great designer.
Yeah, he's a wonderful designer. He's the one that designed the recording mechanism for...
Frostfell, Don't Be Late.
Right.
So anyway, he came in, and he's taking a look at the stuff outside, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is nice. And then I bring him into the theater, and he's like, wow! And he's like, did you put all this up by hand, or did you use the editor? I'm like, I put this all up by hand. And he's like, wow, you did a great job. So he likes the theater. Go up to the balcony there. Oh, you're not at the balcony. Where'd you go?
I'm in your bedroom.
Oh, you went to the private area. Well, yeah, I figure with vampires and stuff like that, well, you may need some private quarters for certain things.
Oh, yeah, you've done a really good job on this theater. I'm glad you left it. It's beautiful.
I even have it saved. You know, using the house options, I have only the theater saved.
That's good.
Just in case I screw it up somehow, you know, okay, reload the theater.
Yeah, I've found that, you know, doing it in chunks is a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely. But I have private rooms, you know, in case vampires need to feed and want to go, you know, private, or someone gets a little too hot and heavy, you know, there it is.
Get
there
a
you
room.
Go. Get a room. We have them. because although Jethel does promote adult activity in the game, some people may not want to witness it.
Now, isn't there another passageway that's supposed to go up or down in here?
Actually, it's a passageway through the tree.
Through the tree?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this tree. There we go. And this is where people will be instructed to go to if they want to go to the private areas.
No. That's...
What?
No, I thought there was a...
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to move this. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in the tree!
Well, this is the ground floor, and then...
Oh, that's what you mean.
You go up.
Yes, I have it blocked off.
But I thought there was another passageway that goes down.
I have it blocked off.
Why?
Because I don't have anything down there yet. Actually, I do. That's where the bedrooms are. But well, I have the entire bedroom encased in the redwood partitions.
Oh, so when you go to the private rooms, that's really downstairs?
Yeah, that's the downstairs.
Oh, okay. And there isn't one more up?
No, there's one more in the... there's actually one more in the basement. But I'm not using that one just yet. I might find a place for it at some point.
Okay. Yeah, because it's hard to tell where this is like a normal... I mean, with these Goro room... These Goro wind houses, you can do so much with them.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the portals, you can really do stuff with them.
Let me see if one of my friends is on. I don't want to bring somebody into her house without asking. Let me see here. I don't see her.
It's okay. We can arrange it for another day.
Let me check. If her house is open to the public, I'll bring you in. Oh, and you know what's going to happen when you try to leave the house, right?
No.
You're going right back where you were. Bug!
What, if I escape?
Or if you even try to use the door. You're going to end up back where you were.
In Kinos.
Then you're going to end up back in Kinos.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, it can be if you're porting to someone and then you have to go somewhere else. You know? Or I don't know, maybe that's just if you're being summoned. But...
All I know is when I hit escape, I would go back to Kinos or wherever I came from if I hit escape.
Also, if you hit the door.
Really? Now, if you'd stood outside Gorowin and I walked in your house, it would be a whole different matter.
God, I
bet you. So I wonder what the Hallis rooms are going to look like.
I hope they have something new and that they just aren't going to transplant like the Kinos ones.
I hope they don't use the Kinos ones. They've got the floors upstairs are buggy and the ceilings downstairs you can't hang anything off of still. At least on the three rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, if they keep going, they're going to do something along the lines of the Gorowin and probably the Kelethin. Because Kelethin was the first one, wasn't it? The first new housing?
Mm-hmm.
And then Gorowin. And they're sort of... No, when did we get Nariak?
I love the look of the Nariak houses, by the way. But
it's the same principle. You got a main floor, then you've got staircases that lead off and up mm-hmm. quite a ways.
Yeah.
And then you've got staircases that lead down and off quite a ways. I mean, it's not like the five-room house where it's... You know, the upstairs is on top of the bottom stairs type
okay,
thing.
Okay, okay, I'm getting a message here. I've got a message. I'm being told that the Hollis houses will be igloos. You'll have one room, it'll be round and completely domed. Someone's fucking with me.
I think so.
Oh, wait, that was me. We have a public service announcement from Talk.
Yes.
If you use the editor, make sure to edit the layout file so only that it only mentions the objects you are actually wanting to move. Because loading the file with everything in there will screw up everything in your house.
Yep.
I learned that the hard way. Like 2 days before the opening of the Silver Rose.
Yeah.
And I had to redo the theater by hand.
You're getting very good at that.
That sucked. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely getting good at building it. I'd just rather not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I cannot remember the name of the person who lived, but I got a friend who has a house in Gorowin. It's the big house, but the one that's status-based.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the tomb, though, because it's their alt. But they've actually built a cave system.
I think I've seen that on the Narathian Home Show.
No, it was a different one.
Really?
Yeah, I know the post you're talking about, but this was a cave system. And it really turned out nice. They turned the upstairs into a two-level cave for their bedroom or something like that. And it's just like, they make you port into it. And I'm like, I couldn't tell what room I was in. Wow, this is really nice. Anyway, I need to start loading up some music for after the show.
Yeah.
Let's see here. If you have any requests for music, by all means, let me know. Except for Lyra, you're not allowed to. Let's see here. I'll do that one. And now, as for the Freeport houses, I like the Freeport houses until you get to the manor, the big one. I don't like it. I don't like the layout.
Like mine?
Yeah, I simply don't like the layout. But I like the other ones.
I like it because it's different.
Well, it is different.
Okay.
I just...
Yeah. This is weird.
What's that?
I hit escape from Gorwin, from your place. It put me back in the Kinos, but into an empty three-room house that doesn't belong to anybody.
But you were in a three-room house when you pulled to me, right? Hun?
Yes.
Yep.
That belonged to one of my alts.
That's exactly what will happen.
It was weird. It's strange.
Just a reminder, the Saya's Hammer is going on right now. And they have an open stage, and I'll be heading there myself. This coming, let me take a look at my calendar here. Because if you go to kithacore.org and click on calendar, I do have a bunch of the roleplay taverns listed on the calendar. I did that so I could try to figure out what day to do my my club, actually. And it actually looks like Wednesday might be the best day for me.
Well, there you go.
So, tonight, Saya's Hammer is going on right now. Tomorrow night, In a Nutshell, in Kelethon. That's at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Thursday, The Training Room, 1 Integrity Road in Freeport. That's every other Thursday, apparently, so I don't know if it's going on this week or not. Then, of course, on Thursday, The Maiden's Fancy, Tier 1 Guild Hall in Neriac. At, I think it's 9 o'clock Eastern. I usually get there late, so I'm not quite sure.
That's 6 o'clock, isn't it, our time?
Yeah. So I'm usually, you know, we're usually having dinner during the first hour. Friday, the Firidol Flame. 5 Villa Rissi Lane, South Kinos, under Divalnu. She has a, Narathian Idol type of contest where people can go up and sing their songs, and there is a three panel of judges, and you do get prizes, by the way. You do get prizes, house items sometimes, and niceties like that. There is also the Tattered Scroll, which is going on Friday nights. Elements of Arcadia Guildhall, South Freeport. Saturdays, the Thirsty Mummy. Large Majul residence on the Outcast Ledge, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. So that'll be, God, I don't know anymore. Anyway, Sunday, The Laughing Ogre, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Legacy of Honor Guild Hall in Antonica. Wayfinders, City of Gorowin, Tomorrow's Heights, Bonnets Suite, 6 o'clock Pacific Time. And a new one going to be opening up is going to be the Ladies' Delight, which is Zerzel's Club. It's going to be Avenger of Virtues Guild Hall, North Kinos. Going to be on Sundays. And Santania, if you could post the, or Zerzel, if you're on, if you can go ahead and post that, because I've apparently screwed up the information here. I doubt very much is at 9:32 a.m. That was probably when I posted the thing to the calendar. The Soulfire Club, Mondays, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 Integrity Lane, North Freeport, under Soulfire Club, where you can meet Uriel. On Tuesday, Sias Hama, of course, at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, so they've already gotten started. The NC Wincy Spider. We've actually broadcast a show from there quite a few times. 4 Bale Court, South Kinos, under The Spider. So there we go. That's all I have on the calendar anyway. I'm sure there are
so every night you can, there's always a tavern to go to, it seems like.
Yep, and I've just posted the ones that I've gone to. There are a bunch more, actually. You can go to guildportal.com and do a search for the town square, and they have a list of taverns. I think I'm the only person putting it down in a calendar form, though. Know what I mean?
Well, no, on Guild Portal, it should be on a calendar.
Well, that's only if they post to the calendar. I mean, there's just a list. You know, in one of their forums. Venues and whatnot. And also, if you go to the Raven Mythic, raven-mythic.com, you can go to venues and events, and they have a list there. But yeah, I think I'm the only one actually sorting it into a calendar. But anyway. All right. It's past 9 o'clock. Anything else you need to close off with here? Or?
No.
No, pretty much done for the night then?
I think so.
All right. Let me get... if I close off without the ending skit, people would be upset. So.
Yeah, they'll miss the rock.
Yay, rock. Let's see here. Show regulars. Ending shtick. There we go. We'll put that there. See, I saw we had a request for the new song again, Chinese on the Road. What else we have requests for here?
The only thing I can request is that people get everybody else they know to join Facebook and become a fan of EQ2.
Absolutely.
We need less than 50 people.
Less than 50 people, folks. Go on down to Facebook and Twitter and follow the thingy.
Almost, I think it's 42. We need 42 people.
Hey, hon, link in Yahoo the link to it so I can create a tiny URL for it. So people can go there and do it.
Okay, hang on. Give me 2 seconds.
Just do it.
I mean, I could go to tiny URL and
well, fine,
that
you do
too,
it.
But no, you already wanted it. There you go.
So, copy that.
42 people, and we can have the Cloak of Pi.
The Cloak of Pi.
And what that does, I don't know, but it's a looks like it's red and black, with a picture of a cloak, a pie in the center of the cloak. I mean, it's one of those things you just gotta have.
Okay, it is tinyurl.com/EQPie. Because /EQ2 was already digging.
And
tinyurl.com/EQ2Pie. So there we go.
And from what I understand, you know, if we get enough of us doing it, everybody else gets it, see?
It's kind of like... forget it. Anyway.
Do for one, you do for all.
Yes, all for one and all for me.
What?
Well, don't you want stuff for me?
Well, yeah, but...
Alright then. It's about time people started giving me crap. No, wait, don't give me crap.
Sure! I'm you heard him? Everybody...
I'm sick and tired of people giving me crap.
Everybody needs to give Jethel crap tonight. Don't hold back. Be generous with your crap.
Oh, God.
If you don't have enough crap, I'm pretty sure you could borrow some crap from somebody else to give to him.
I sigh in your general direction. All right, folks, that's it for this week. Big shout out to the girls and, okay, well, some of the guys at the Maiden's Fancy. Claymore Coalition, Legacy of Honor, Mask, you're a good sport, although we hate your guts. And, well, we roleplay hate your guts. We love the character. We love the player.
Damn dirty ape!
But, yeah, so that's...
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.